conditions in the NICU without the tube.
You're absolutely correct. So I was there last night. I had to go back last night. And I said, let's go to the chalk pavilion. And they're dead quiet.
Oh, is that right?
Oh, not a sound from them last night. Not a sound. Oh, they're all exhausted, wouldn't you be?
Well, I guess they know, Peter, a true professional when they meet one.
You reckon they realised they couldn't outdo me?
Oh, there's no sense in even trying. But I'm with Barry Vickers this morning. And Barry, good morning to you.
Good morning, Sandy and Peter.
Good morning. Barry, do you have a hearing problem after the, you know, your duty as councillor in charge of the poultry section?
Sorry, Peter, I didn't catch it. All I can tell you right now is the chooks are making a great noise, aren't they?
Well, they turn it on each year for Paddy.
Well, Barry's a little bit appalled that we actually want to do the interview in the chook pavilion. He keeps saying, but you can't hear anything.
Yeah. He hasn't got a sense of humour, Barry.
No, I think he has, because he just likes his chook. Oh, thank you. That was the second prize winner of a large soft feather variety, Leghorn White Cockerel. And Barry, they're wonderful breeds, aren't they?
Oh, there are. There's around about 90 breeds in here, Peter. And we've had an increased entry again this year, which is great to see. These are like stud chooks, basically.
Stud chooks, that means you don't eat the eggs, I guess.
Yeah, not too many eggs, certainly not 15,000 has been quoted. Round about 2,000 are laid over the acre.
Oh, really?
What happened to those eggs, Barry?
Well, actually, we use them for a number of things. They go next door to the farm boys and girls from the camp, so they cook for them. We give some to the animal nursery area, that type of thing.
Well, there you are, Peter, the Echo, more successful than ever this year. I believe it's Barry, your figures were way up, the People's Day.
Yes, the People's Day figures were 101,880. That's an excellent attendance, I'm sure you'd agree.
What was it last year?
Around about 88,000.
That's up quite a bit. That's wonderful, yes. It is a family tradition. I took my kids yesterday to the Echo. Yes, that's the second prize. And it's really second prizes. They're all crowing. What's that? An Osterloff cockerel.
Yes, an Osterloff. Actually, an Osterloff won the grand champion chook of the show. Yes, it is.
There's some exotic looking chooks out there, too.
Very exotic, Peter. Actually, you should come out and have a look at a couple. They're lovely.
What was that again?
Plymouth Rock, which are my favourite.
Yeah.
I think you'd like them all.
Oh, I had a look at them. I did have a look at them, Barry. But as I said, it was very quiet when I went through the chook pavilion. When did they shut up?
Well, as I say, Peter, it's an echo tradition. You can't come here at night and expect to compete with them. But do come along. There's a princess tomorrow. And with my final report for this year, and I've loved it as usual.
Good on you, Paddy. Obviously, Barry had no idea what I was saying.
No.
I'm not surprised.
Basically not.
All right, thank you very much, Paddy. You've done a marvellous job again.
No worries, Pete. My pleasure.
All right, we'll see you next year. That's being optimistic, isn't it? We might be here, but the chooks will be there for sure.
Chooks will always be here, Pete.
All right, see you now.
Bye.
Just keep the microphone open. I love a bit more of the sound. You or what? Pig's a good spot. See you, Paddy.
Bye, Pig.
Have a great weekend.
You too.
20 after 6.